Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live on InfoWars. Scratch that. Just kidding. It's going to be hard to break that habit, huh? AlexJonesLive.com. We are on AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, you can support us, and I do encourage you to do so because, you know, it's funny. I'm trying to, like, walk all these tightropes because it's like, yeah, I don't want to be like, yeah, whatever, InfoWars went down. Who cares? We're doing great. Like, no, it's a big deal. It's crazy. It's totally against the First Amendment. It's an unprecedented violation of a media company's right to exist. It's horrible that our country is this way. But I don't want you to be like, oh, my God, the bad guys won. InfoWars went down. This is, you know, I'm so sad. It's like, How do I walk this tightrope of like, yeah, it's crazy what's going on, but like, you don't be sad. Do not be despondent. Do not be borne down by this. That's what they want. Globalists want you to be sad. The globalists want you despondent and depressed and hopeless, ridden with despair. So don't do it. You have to be joyful. They hate when you're joyful. They hate when you're goofy. They hate when you're silly. They want you to be serious and ridiculous. Okay, so I'm trying to walk that tightrope. On this, at the same time, I'm like, we'll be fine. We're going to succeed. We've got all these systems in place to continue operation, but we're still going to take a hit. There's still probably millions of people out there going to InfoWars this morning and finding a blank screen. Probably a lot of people try to watch on band.video like they do every day, and they're not going to be able to pull it up. So we're taking a hit here. We are going to, you know, have to reestablish ourselves. We are going to have to, you know, get the information out there. The most valuable and important thing you could do right now to help us is share the links, tweet this out, post this out on your social media. Hey guys, InfoWars is down. Go to The Alex Jones Show. Go to AJ and Live on X, or go to AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com is the website. AlexJonesLive.com. It's got all the articles. It's got like all the writers writing articles for that. Everything's continuing at a pace, but we're just by necessity, because of this changeover, we're almost certainly going to take a bit of a hit for the next couple weeks. So please help us overcome that. Please help us continue to build out the new headquarters by going to thealexjonesstore.com. And I saw somebody on X yesterday say, you know, this makes me so sad. I wish I could have done more. I feel like I didn't do enough. It's like, y'all have done so much. And we've got the, like, we're handling things behind the scene. Y'all have done so much for us. Y'all have supported us to such a degree that we have been able to stave off the shutdown for 2 years. And during those 2 years, because of your support, we were able to build this backup network. We were able to fully create a alternative studio that we can run out of. That's because of your support. That's because you went to thealexjonesstore.com. Not only the fees to the lawyers to file the stays, to get the bankruptcy proceedings delayed, to give us time to build the studios, all of this is because of your support. And I just don't want anybody out there feeling, you know, guilty over what happened in InfoWars. This is nobody's fault. Nobody did anything wrong. These people are evil and they're incredibly powerful, and they use their evil and their power to shut us down illegitimately. Okay, so we move forward and we move on, but we do need your support. We do need your contributions. We do pledge ourselves to this mission, and we will be bigger and better than ever before. But you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com to let them know /Harrison to let them know who sent you. Ultramethylene Blue gummies are 58% off right now if you get the subscription. It's also your last day to enter to win both the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, plus $20,000 in cash. For every $1 you spend at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 100 times entries to win. Plus, you get a free America 250 coin for every order over $100. Of course, the VIP club gets you extra discounts and even more goodies. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com today and keep us on the air and in the fight. And in a metaphysical way, winning and kicking ass. In a metaphysical way, that is. Like in the eyes of God, I think we're winning. But yeah, the devil controls the world. So here we are. Now, I just played a video of an Indian person telling a pretty brutal truth about Indians. And I say again that it's not necessarily like an insult or a criticism of India. Obviously, it's not the way that we want our country run. But as a nationalist, I kind of don't feel like I have a right to tell India how to conduct their business. If they want to run a society on scams, then like more power to them. But you don't bring it over here. It's not about necessarily their system being objectively worse, even though I think it is. It's the incompatibility when that system collides with our system, because our system has vulnerabilities. Our system is not built for a bunch of people to be taking advantage of it constantly and trying to get one over on one another all the time. Our system depends on people being gracious and generous and charitable and honest above all. So when you have a bunch of people from a dishonest scam culture come into an honest culture, it's that honest culture that suffers, obviously, and is destroyed completely. And this is the thing about having an open society, having a liberal society, having a society where you have vulnerabilities, where you open yourself up to, you know, potential that you're taken advantage of. You have to be hardcore about preserving that. Anybody who violates that has to be treated harshly, not with understanding and mercy and, you know, forgiveness, but like punishment, right? So like if you're going to have a system by which anybody in a wheelchair gets to the front of the line, anybody who tries to cheat that system and use a wheelchair, even though they don't need one, should be like kicked off the plane and never allowed to fly again. Because like this whole system we have doesn't work with people like you. So you either need to change yourself to comport yourself with the way we do things, which is going to take a fundamental and universal transformation of your subconscious, which is going to be difficult, but I think you can do it. Or you got to go, or you got to get kicked out. These are the only options. We are incapable of absorbing this. It's not a matter of absorbing these people. If we absorb these people, our system goes away. It's incompatible. They just can't exist in parallel. So we got to understand that. And the example I always bring up, and we should just grab the video. I bring it up so often. There are like certain videos. We need to be making a list. I'm gonna start making a list. I'm going to write this one at the top because it's a video of an Indian man running for office in India, and his method of campaigning is driving around in a limo and throwing wads of cash to people. Okay, to an American who thinks of voting as like a sacred right and an obligation of a citizen to be involved in the conduct of your country, and it's something that you have to resist being perverted by the influx of cash or pay for play or quid pro quo. It's like that destroys the entire system of voting. So you have to keep it out in an extreme fashion. In India, what he's doing is not a crime. It's not immoral. It's not, as we would perceive it, totally ruining the system of voting by paying for votes. Completely incompatible with the concept of voting as we understand it. To them, that's just what you do. It makes sense. We're talking to somebody from the Middle East one time about this, and they were like, yeah, of course I'm going to vote for the person that gives me the most money. That means they're the best person to vote for. It was like very like, yeah, obviously. It was like, why wouldn't you? You don't want to elect the guy that's going to give you money? Are you an idiot? It's an incompatibility. Now, again, it's not like India knows that this is immoral to us and is like, you know, I'm going to give out money to these people. They're filming it. They're putting it on video. They're going, look how generous I am as I pay for votes. It's incompatible. It doesn't work here. But they're going to come over here and they're going to start paying for votes and they're going to go, well, what? This is what we do. It's our culture. And if we don't have the authority and will to say, yeah, it's not how this works here, you got to go home now, then our country is over. It's done. It's just one of them. But this has caught. This is shocking from Serampore Assembly BJP candidate Bhaskar Bhattacharya was caught red-handed by villagers distributing cash even after campaign hours had ended. Yet both BJP and Election Commission remained silent. It's raising serious questions about electoral fairness. I don't know. The guy we just listened to said fairness is an unknown concept in Indian culture. So, but you know, that one seemed to be like he was getting caught for it. I mean, there are videos where they're just, it's like an advertise. They're going, look at me, vote for me. Look how generous I am as they're handing money out. Incompatible. It's just incompatible. And so, and again, I'm not saying that Indians are incapable of adopting our morality. Obviously, Indians can adopt our morality, but they have to adopt our morality and they have to, it has to be self-enforced. We can't be constantly policing every Indian person in our country to force them to abide by our laws. Like, Indian people can accept this and understand this, understand the concepts that we live by, understand the actual correct moral foundation of the world that the West abides by, and then comport themselves with it. They have to go away now. Indian voters lured by cashed handouts, drugs, bootleg liquor. Yeah, same thing with the trash in the river. You know, it's just like, these are the people that liberals want us to bring over by the millions. They literally use their rivers as trash dumps. Why don't our rivers in America look like that, I wonder? Yet. They don't look like that yet, I should say. Let's go to, I just want to go to clip number, oh my God, I have so many crazy things to get to today. And I'm debating whether I should, I guess I do just want to get into it because it's what's on my mind. Yeah. Now, every video in India, pretty much every video. And now there's videos of Canadians coming upon Indian people, like, pooping on their beaches. And it's Indian people like, why are you filming me? What is wrong with you? It's like, why are you pooping on the beach, you freak? All right. So this is sort of a mask-off moment. This is from a guy named John Pavlovitz. Pavlovitz. John Pavlovitz posted a Substack article. The title says, not racist white friends, now's the time to prove it. You better prove you're not racist white friends by accepting your own destruction, genocide, and extinction. John Pavlovitz, a Jewish fellow, writes this. These dying white dinosaurs see the asteroid of humanity's evolution coming for them, and in a naked act of panicked self-preservation, they're firing off one final Hail Mary salvo to try to stave off political extinction. Republicans are furiously dismantling the provisions and protections of the Voting Rights Act for one reason. They assume that white voters will save them. Instead, we must be the ones to end them. Okay, so here you have the Jewish call for white extinction, okay? Because he's anti-racist, you understand. Now, he was clever enough. He's so clever. You know, we almost didn't figure this out, to write political before the word extinction. But here's the thing about extinction. It doesn't really apply to the word political. That doesn't really mean anything. Extinction is when a group of people or animals or plants die off, never to come back. Okay. The very idea of politics means that an idea could never die. So if, like, what you're talking about is something to end politically, you can never have a political extinction of anything because politics are just ideas and you can always have new ideas or you can always resurrect old ideas. What he's talking about is killing all of the white people slowly by flooding our countries with migrants, allowing them to vote their wealth into or our wealth into their hands in a systematic and worldwide effort to eradicate white people wholly and completely from the earth. Okay. And the fact that a few white people around the world have noticed this trend, noticed this deliberate policy set adopted universally by every white country all at once, whose end result can only ever possibly be the destruction of those white countries. They've looked around, they've noticed this, and they've said, hey, we don't want to go extinct. We don't want to be replaced in our own countries. We are not ashamed of who we are, and we don't deserve this abuse. And that's what John Pavlovitz is so angry at and wants to destroy. He says that white people are acting in panicked self-preservation. Patriotic Americans, actual Christians, and decent humans stand with Jimmy Kimmel. John Pavlovitz. Let's read his article, shall we? The rights of black people are under attack. Decent white people need to fight for them. Should we do this? The rights of white people are under attack. Decent Jews need to fight for them. What if we change that? What if we change this article up a little bit and see how it sounds? I haven't read it yet, so we'll find out. Dear supposedly non-supremacist Jews in the United States. Dear supposedly non-supremacist Jews in the United States, you realize what's happening right now, don't you? You have to see it at this point, right? I mean, they're not hiding it anymore. This repugnant, not racist, Jewish. This repugnant Jewish president, his Jewish supremacist party, and the soulless bigots he's polluted the highest court of our nation with aren't even trying to pretend this is anything else but the desperation of morally inverted human beings who realize time and progress are coming to swallow them up. They've read the writing on the wall ever since November of 2024. They've seen the changing demographics of this nation, right? They've seen the way that their nations are being overwhelmed with a deliberate policy of ethnic erasure. They've witnessed the wild swings in state and local elections away from them and their draconian fever dreams. And they see the plummeting approval ratings of a deranged, lame duck president whose narcissism, recklessness, and incompetence are collapsing our economy, terrorizing vulnerable people, alienating our allies, and throwing this entire planet into chaos. A little dramatic there, fella. These dying Jewish dinosaurs, sorry, it says white, but I'm going to change it to Jewish. These dying Jewish dinosaurs see the asteroid of humanity's evolution coming for them, and in a naked act of panicked self-preservation, they're firing off one final Hail Mary salvo to try to stave off political extinction. Which is kind of funny because, I mean, if you're talking about Israel, I mean, that's kind of accurate. Republicans are fiercely dismantling the provisions and protections of the Voting Rights Act for one reason. They assume white voters will save them. They believe that if they can silence the voices and votes of black people in the country, they'll be able to drag this nation back to Jim Crow segregation unabated. They are banking on the hypothesis that if the legislative and gerrymander historically racial minorities out of the electoral process, they'll have no remaining obstacles to a pre-civil rights movement in the United States. It turns out the alleged greatness of MAGA has been pining for over the last 10 years is a gated community of ignorant, phobic Jewish people. Okay, so obviously this is just a racial screed, a hateful, racist screed by a Jew against white people, pretending to be white in order to inspire hatred against white people by poking and messing with and trying to annoy and gin up the divisions between black people and white people in this country. Well, not black people and white people. White people and every other type of person, Jews included. And so if white people want to not have our country overwhelmed by different demographics that don't believe what we believe and are fundamentally changing the foundation and fabric of our society and the culture that we enjoy and the way our government functions, we have to accept that or else we're racist, according to this absolute supremacist scumbag who is not afraid, not even a little bit, about insulting, disparaging, and openly hating white people and calling for our extinction. And so in a way, it's kind of like, thank you. Thank you for saying this, because we keep getting called anti-Semitic for just pointing out that this is the underlying message of a lot of stuff going on right now. But saying it explicitly is very valuable. And I've seen a lot of people respond to this basically with the phrase, well, looks like somebody's going to go extinct, huh? Looks like there's a battle for extinction going on. I wonder who's going to win. I'm glad we're all aware that this fight is going on now. Apparently, this fight has been waged against white people for the last 2,000 years. We didn't even know it was happening, except for a little bit there. So here's we want to inform and help, you know, just like this guy is trying to inform and help white people to learn to accept their own destruction. You know, we're going to return the favor and try to help him understand who he really is. We cannot profess to be anti-racist and be silent right now. We either need to find and raise our voices in opposition or admit that we really aren't all that interested in equality. We cannot simply profess to be anti-white and be silent right now. Or wait, what should I say? It's kind of like the anti-Semitism thing. Like, we need a word. There's no word for hatred against white people. Loxism. I've heard it described as loxism. We cannot profess to be anti-loxist. Or maybe it should be anti-Semitic. We cannot profess to be anti-Semitic and be silent right now. I don't know. It gets a little confusing. Because there will be cost to this work, white friends. Look, Jews, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you your nation, your livelihood, your very lives, your children, your sense of well-being, your history, your heritage. Yeah, it's going to cost you. But in exchange, we get all your stuff. So you're going to have to deal with it. It's going to cost you, and you're going to get nothing in return. So we will face separations in our family, disruptions in our social circles, disconnections from our church friends. Oh, hilarious. Our church friends. Yeah, totally. Listen, fellow Jews. Look, as a Jewish person myself, I can say we all need to learn to accept that we're not going to be around forever, okay? We're going to go extinct, and it's a small price to pay for the equality that it will bring in your absence. Our absence, right? I don't know why they feel like they can write articles like this and that we just have to take it, but we don't. You don't, I don't, nobody does, and nobody would. Nobody expects Jews to put up with stuff like this. Nobody expects black people to put up with stuff like this. White people, don't put up with stuff like this. You don't deserve it. You're better than that. You're better than him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have been